How predictable was that, huh? I know. It was still good, though. I really liked it. Do you have to leave? It's not that late. It's like midnight. Okay, well, technically midnight means it's a brand new day, so technically it's actually early. Which means you can stay. You know you're my pillow, right? It will be awfully selfish of you to leave right now. Who's gonna be my pillow? You're really gonna leave me without a pillow? That is so not fair. It's not the same thing. So what? The thousand of our pillows isn't a you pillow? There is a difference. Well, they're not you. There you go. That's the difference. So stay. Please. The whole night if you want to. Yeah, of course. I would love that. What? You okay? I mean, if you really need to leave, I didn't mean to put any kind of pressure on you or something. No, I just like having you here. To be honest, and maybe this is super cheesy, but I really miss you when you're not here. So I just figured, I don't know, maybe we'd watch another movie or something, and if you wanted to sleep over, that's just fine. I think I'm making it worse somehow. I didn't, like I said, I didn't mean to make you uncomfortable. Like, nothing needs to happen just because you stay here. Okay, yeah, we can talk, sure. Why would I judge? Okay. I promise, I'm just saying, unless you, like, secretly have a record for murder or something. Okay. Not a good time for jokes. Sorry. It's just automatic reflex. Trying to diffuse awkwardness. Make stupid jokes. Sorry. I was just, I don't know, trying to make a point, I guess, of whatever it is you want to tell me. I highly doubt that it's something that would change how I feel about you. I mean, we haven't taken things slow, but we're getting to know each other. I don't think that's a bad thing, you know? Kind of, sort of, figured. I mean, I know you're shy, and it's really endearing. It's just, I noticed sometimes, you know, in the beginning that maybe you weren't always super comfortable being really close. You know, holding hands, hugging, kissing. It's just something that I noticed. And before you say anything, it's not a bad thing. It just, I figured you'd talk to me about it when you felt ready, when you felt comfortable, and I didn't want to pressure you because I didn't know if it was an inexperienced kind of thing or if it was, you know, a bad experience. And I just figured it's a sensitive topic, and I didn't want to pressure you about it. So I'm really sorry that's how all of this came across. If it did, I literally just meant sleeping. I didn't expect anything. There was no, you know what I mean. So just know that, okay? I don't ever want you to feel any kind of pressure. And if you want to go home and sleep in your own bed and we'll talk later, that's totally okay. I'm in no rush whatsoever. The most important thing is that you're comfortable. That we're both comfortable. It's the most important thing. Okay? I have a feeling that you want to say something else, but you're holding back. Am I right? I mean, do you want to tell me something? Oh. Okay. I must have really made you uncomfortable then. I'm so, so sorry. No, that's not at all what I meant. Why would you say that? What do you mean I'm gonna leave you? You really think that? No. My reaction was, I didn't expect you to say that. It's... But that's it. Okay? I mean, you know how I feel about you. It does change some things. But, you know, intimacy is about so much more than just sex. Sex is one expression of intimacy, one expression of love, really. It's not the only one. If you're telling me you don't want that part of a relationship, then there's so many other ways for me to tell you that I love you. Like writing you silly love poems. Like getting you a coffee just right. Like holding you when you're sad. Or being your biggest cheerleader when you achieve your goals. And there's so many other ways to be intimate with someone. I mean, this is a way of being quite intimate. You know, having open and honest conversations just like this. But it's also holding hands and hugging and kissing. You know, there. I want you. Okay? That's what I want. Just you. There are no conditions of that love. I don't want you only if we can have sex. That's not a term. It's not a deal breaker in my book. Yeah, I mean that. Because I love you. Yes, I mean it. Do you want to ask me one more time? Yeah, I mean it. Okay. I really do love you. Nice. It's our relationship. It's our relationship. We are the ones that are gonna set the terms for it. I love you too. Can I give you a hug? Okay. Good. I felt like the situation required a hug. Mm-hmm. Like a really big one. Yes, I mean it. Mm-hmm.